held a meeting where the National Executive Committee of UPAC took a decision that we'll embark on a strike action effective January 10th, 2022, that coming Monday. Basically, it's to decry the poor conditions of service of university teachers. Negotiations concerning the conditions of service of university teachers commenced somewhere in 2018, and we've been at the table since then. A number of items have been agreed upon, but recently one that has been topical has to do with the market premium of university teachers. For government to arrive at a considerate market premium for our members, they decided to conduct a labor market survey, a report for which was released yesterday. Unfortunately for us, the report doesn't seem to inure much to our benefit, even though it captures that university teachers, they form part of the critical essential services that require to be paid a market premium, or that government needs to look more towards. But now we look at the situation of implementation, which we don't see the end in sight. Members are of the view that it might take forever for us to arrive at a decision on this.
Well, some of your critics are saying that this is not the time to embark on a strike, particularly when the government is faced with a lot of economic challenges, especially including the coronavirus pandemic that has battered the economy. So you shouldn't have given the government a little bit of wiggle room to boost the economy before addressing some of your concerns. How do you address that?
Unfortunately, some of these things have to do with communication. And you'll recall that somewhere like government workers were only paid salary increment of 4%, but we did hear about government officials receiving salary increments ranging between 50 and 70% of their basis. So you'll see that though government officials seem to be increasing their own salaries, that is not the case when it comes to that of the public servant. We do agree that government is faced with a lot of responsibilities. And so one may ask that you need to give the person and the government some breathing space. Yes, that may be a valid excuse. But that is not the same when it comes to the living conditions of the university teacher, which has deteriorated over the years. Currently, we've seen a lot of the young ones resigning and moving, migrating back to the some going to Europe and so on. So situations are worsening, and we believe that if the salaries are good, if you look at the 2012-2013 levels that were great, we saw an influx of university workers moving in from various parts of the world to come back and then start working in Ghana. But my reverse is what is happening at the moment.
Well, some people are suggesting that your action to embark on strike basically is in bad faith of negotiations, because if you are negotiating with the government, it should be a give and take affair and not necessarily embark on an indefinite strike action to unnecessarily pressure the government, which has a lot of problems to deal with. Your response to that?
Here is the case that they are looking at market premium, which, if you understand how market premiums operate, the government determines what it wants to pay to people, to the workers. At this point in time, university chairs also are of the view that not much has been done for us. It's out there that medical officers have had their market premiums adjusted, but when it comes to university chairs, that has not taken place. So, in fact, though we are willing to negotiate with the government, members are of the view that the slow pace of the negotiation, as I told you, commenced somewhere in 2018, at least much to be desired. So that is the unfortunate thing causing us to consider this action at this time.
Does that mean that despite embarking on this strike action, you will continue engaging the government?
Yes, we'll continue to engage the government until such a time that they have something that is good for our members, because our members are worried about the pittance that is paid to them, and that is the reason why we have been forced or pushed the war to embark on this action.
Is there a timeline on this strike action?
For now, members have recommended an indefinite strike action. But we'll need to engage with government, and then when the government gives something that is good enough, I believe we can easily call off the strike action.